have two different kingdoms here, right?
所以我们就看到这里好像有两个权柄，两个国度。
One, a domain of darkness where people are walking through life and they're blind.
所以在一个黑暗的权势下，人都活在一个黑暗中，他们看不见。
It's dark. It's not good. Things are not right. That's the kingdoms of this world.
这是黑暗的。没有什么也是好的，所以但人也看不见。
But we've been brought into through Christ another kingdom.
但是耶稣把我们带到另外一个国度里了。
The reign of God, the kingdom of God.
是神掌权的国度，是神的国度。
So Jesus is revealing that He is the lamp.
耶稣这里向我们起名，他就是那个灯台。
And He did not really come ultimately to be hidden or to be concealed.
他来的目的不是被隐藏的、躲起来的。
No.To be revealed.
他来的目的就是要彰显。
And to reveal the kingdom of God.
彰显的什么呢？彰显神的国。
At least to those who are willing to hear.
尤其是对那些愿意来听的人，他要彰显出来。
To those who are willing to pause and receive.
对那些愿意听，停下自己的繁忙的生活，愿意来接受这个的，他特别愿意讲。
So like then, though many could not see or perceive the significance of the lamp or the light of God concealed as it sometimes is within the parables of life, it did not come or enter into our world to remain hidden.
有些人他听到了这个，但是他并没有专心的去听，所以他听到了，他并没有真正的领会。
No, it came to be revealed.
他并没有这个真理并没有向他们显明。
And that's what we call it, the light of God.
这个真理就是神的光。
To illuminate, to bring light to where there's only blindness and darkness.
要向那些住在黑暗中瞎眼的人显明出来。
And in time, this lamp would be put on a stand.
到时候到了，这个灯台就被放在一个，这个灯要被放在一个灯台上。
On its own stand would this lamp be placed.
在那个特定的灯台上，这个灯要放在那儿。
Giving light to all the world.
它要在那个灯台上照亮全世界的人。
Revealing the, through the cross, the very love of God, the light of God, the wisdom of God, Paul will say.
保罗说，他在十字架上向我们显明他的神的荣耀、神的权柄、神的智慧。
And Jesus said it this way.
耶稣这样说。
And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself.
耶稣说，我被举起来就要吸引万民来归向我。
Can you see Jesus?
你在十字架上能看到耶稣吗？
Can you see him within here?
你在你的头脑中能够看到他吗？
Or maybe here?
或在你的心里面能看到他吗？
Can you see them on the lampstand, on the cross itself?
你能在十字架上看见那位为你钉十字架的主吗？
That's the first picture he gives us.
这是他第一个比喻让我们看见的一个图画。
Okay, he wants to give us a second picture, that is Mark.
第二个比喻来让我们看第二个图画。
And I get the picture as I read, I get the sense that this is so vital to how I live my life.
我当我准备的时候就想说这个对我自己的生活是非常的重要。
He says the kingdom is kind of like a law. There's a kind of a kingdom law of measure that is at work that helps us understand.
这个国度是有它的规律的。
And so he says in English here, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has...More will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
耶稣说，有耳可听的就应当听，又说，你们所听的要留心，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，并且要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
So apparently how we hear or respond to this seed of God or this word of revelation will determine whether or not we'll be entrusted to more of this light, this revelation of God.
所以你怎么样子听就决定你怎么样子得到。当你不专心听的时候你听得多拿。当你不专心听的时候你所听到的东西都失去了。当你专心听的时候神会把更多的让你听到。
How I receive this word will determine if I'm going to hold on to it, if I'm going to retain it, or if I'm going to be 随便。
你如何听神的话，决定了你听到了以后，你还有多少保留的。
And it might remind you, it did me, a little bit of the parable of the talents that we find in Matthew 25.
在马太福音二十五章讲到那个有不同的仆人有不同的才干的那个比喻吗？
And we see it in light of what we've been learning about Jesus' parables, about the sower. Do you remember last time I had a chance to share and we saw that wonderful parable about the four different kinds of hearts, the four different kinds of soil, and it was all about basically how you responded to this seed of life or this word of God.
还记得我上次在这边讲到这个撒种的比喻，那个有四种不同的土代表四种不同的人心，他们对神的话的反应的不同也导致他们不同的结局。
Jesus said it this way in the parable of the talents, to everyone who has will more be given and he will have, this year's theme, abundance.
所以在马太福音二十五章里面记载说，耶稣说把那个一锭银子的从那个仆人那里拿走，给那有十锭银子的，因为凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要拿去。
So it's almost like you can picture that God is giving you life. God is giving you His words of life, His words of wisdom. And if you see them as something to treasure and hold on to, then you can retain it. But if you're kind of like, oh, soy bien, then it seems that you cannot even hold on to what you could have had.
所以你听神话的态度非常重要，当你很专心听的时候，神会给你更多。
Yes.
所以就凡有的还要加增，你如果不专心听，很随便的，你听到了也马上会失去，所以你有的也没有了。
So this law is at work wherever God's kingdom is going.
所以这是一个规律，或者说一个定律啊，这个定律在神的国中是很普遍的。
And those who seek to go deeper, who want to understand the mysteries of the kingdom, who try to walk in it, even though we do so imperfectly, will be entrusted, it seems, with more of this word, with more insights from God.
当你如果专心听到，而且照着去行的话，神会给你更多的真理，更多的启示和光照。但
that's okay.Yeah.
Okay, second
half. I think so, yeah. But those who harden their hearts and are content to simply dabble with Jesus' words will seemingly lose possession of even what they once kind of vaguely grasped.
如果你听了，但是呢不以为然，不把它当回事儿啊，然后呢也不照着去行，那慢慢的你之前所听的那些慢慢的都失去了。
So it sounds like this seed from God, this words of God, the seeds of the kingdom, can either make you or break you.
所以就好像这个神国的这个种子哈，对你来说，它可以建造你，也可以压垮你。
So I wonder today, do we recognize the value of the seed of the kingdom?
所以我们要怎么样子来好好的尊重这个神国的这个种子。
If we do, I think it will be evident by those people in our lives who are around us, who see us and see how we approach life and how we interact with God's words.
所以我们对于神国种子的这个反应，其实就是我们生活中的见证，让我们旁边的人都可以看到。
Yeah, am I seeking every day to really understand what God is communicating with me?
我如果是说很想知道神到底跟我说什么话，要我做什么事。
Am I trying to grow in what I'm learning from Him?
我是不是在神的话语上成长？
Am I learning to walk in it and practice it, even though I don't do it perfectly?
我是不是照着主的话去行，即便我做的不是很完美？
If I don't, and I'm just kind of like whatever, kind of careless, then, you know, there's a danger of falling away.
你如果是另外一个态度，就无所谓，想听就听，不想听就不听。
Or taking whatever little truth that I have from God and kind of turning it into some kind of distorted version of the gospel.
或者你听了神的话，你只捡里面你喜欢听的听，不喜欢的听你就把它改一改。
Maybe this is why the author of the book of Hebrews says, therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it.
所以希伯来的作者就说，所以我们必须尊重所听到的道，恐怕我们随流失去。
So, you know, some of them are listening, and then some of them, maybe the guy in the back, not listening so well.
所以你看这个照片，前面的人就在专心听，后面那个人就不专心。
And this might remind you of how Jesus finished that beautiful section in the Gospel of Matthew, where he's laying out the beatitudes of the kingdom of God.
这就让我们想起耶稣在登山宝训的时候讲的那段话。
And he ended that whole section. It goes for three chapters. You know, chapter five, six, and seven. He ends all that by saying, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is wise."
也是说，凡听了我的道又去遵行的，就好比一个聪明人。
But on the other hand, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is foolish.
听了我的话又不去遵行的，就好比一个愚拙的人。
Okay, so if that's the case, then maybe we should prepare our hearts to receive the next depiction of the kingdom, the next parable that Mark gives us.
好，我们要听好，我们要做个聪明人，不要做愚拙人。我们来看下一个神国的比喻。
He says God's kingdom is like a growing seed also.
神的国好像一个在成长的种子。
And Jesus said the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
耶稣说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发芽，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
So as we've been learning, as we've been walking through this gospel together, chapter after chapter, paragraph after paragraph, that this kingdom of God is already at hand.
So we've been talking about so many gospels, talking about Mark's gospel. We know this
at hand. At hand, yeah. This is just in our midst. So this kingdom of
God, Yeah. 或者说这个种子已经在我们当中了。
Right, so it's an expression in English. It is at hand. It's here, basically, right?
所以就在我们中间。
Yeah. And so not only is it at hand, but it is advancing.
它不仅在我们中间，它自己还在成长。
But just like then, so today, many don't see it.
就好像撒种一样，你可能未必，因为种在地底下长的那一部分你是看不到的。
So it might help if we start with this particular parable and work backwards.
我们就从这个比喻往后来看。
By looking at that harvest aspect that he talks about.
对，我们先看收割，再看生长。
And here Jesus seems to be quoting the prophet Joel. We call it Joel chapter 3 verse 13.
所以耶稣在这里好像在引用的是旧约约珥书第三章的那一段。
Where we're going to see that this harvest represents something in parabolic language.I think probably indicates the judgment of God, the final judgment.
从耶稣引用的约珥书这一段来看，我觉得这个讲到收割是讲到神的审判。
This is how Joel chapter 3 reads. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great.
约珥书三章十三节这里说，开镰吧，因为庄稼熟了，践踏吧，因为酒榨满了，酒池盈溢，因为他们的罪恶甚大。
So this harvest is sometimes called the day of the Lord.
这个收割有用个圣另不同的圣经讲，就是主的日子。
When God will execute judgment on the world and all the nations of the earth.
是主对地上全民的审判的日子。
And this is the thing that God's people have longed for because it's also the day that our redemption is culminated.
这也是神的名一直所盼望的日子，因为这个日子是神的名得赎的日子。
But before this time of harvest, there is the what we call the seed time, right?
但是你要在收割，你之前肯定有一个撒种的时候。
And then following this time of the seed being sown and thrown out,doesn't really seem to be much going on.
所以你看见撒种，你看见收割，在中间那个好像你没有看到。
But even though we can't see what's going on beneath the soil, things are going on.
虽然你看不见那个种子在地下是怎么长的，但它是在长的。
Underground, it's imperceptible.
在地底下是我们是看不见。
And there's growth and new life at work, even though you cannot see it.
所以，但是它的新的生命是在地底下先开始长的。
All of this happens after these days of the seed being sown.
所以这个撒了种之后，这个生命就开始长了。
So perhaps this parable is like a warning.
所以这个比喻可能对我们来讲可能是个警告。
Not to make little of what God is doing now, even though sometimes you can't see it.
所以你不要因为神好像现在做的事情很小，你就好像看不起。
And so the challenge back then when Jesus walked the earth is that, well, you just have this young Jewish rabbi and then you have a bunch of simple, ordinary men who are following him. It didn't look so impressive to a lot of people at the time.
所以当时耶稣那个时代，那些社会人可能对于耶稣兴起的运动，想耶稣也就是个木匠的儿子，他旁边也就带了十几二十个人，这不是什么大事，所以也可能看不起他们。
Maybe if you live back in that time, you wouldn't take what Jesus was doing very seriously, perhaps.
就你如果生活在那个时代，你搞不好跟他们一样，也不会把耶稣当回事儿。
And you never would know that later there was going to be this incredible movement, this kingdom that is developing where there would be an abundant harvest.
你不会想到说将来后来这个神的国发展成为一个极大的运动。
So abundant, so abounding that you would never know that it came from the sower of the word, his seed and the soil of people's hearts.
你可以没有想到那个时到收割时候那么大的一个运动收割，没有想到当初开始是一个很小的开始。
Maybe this is why the prophet Zechariah warns us, do not despise these small beginnings.
所以就好像撒加利亚在这里跟我们说的，他说不要藐视这小的开始。
There's things happening, okay, here within these four walls, beyond these four walls, God is on the move. Sometimes you can't see it.
所以在这个会堂内或在会堂外，神的工作我们可能看不见，可能刚开始是小的。
And so the prophet is saying, hey, don't blow that off. This what I'm doing is important. It's not always visible, but I am at work. God is saying.
神说不要因为你看不见或者神做的工可能刚开始小的你就不以为然。
So if you're the kind of person that goes through life just coming and going and not really paying attention, or maybe you encounter the word but you just dabble with it a little bit until maybe the next time you happen to be around God's family, okay, you're going to regret it.
你如果对这即便是在你神的小的工作你不以为意的话，你可能以后会后悔。
Maybe you don't see that even here in this church family, God is at work in ways that you cannot imagine in the lives and hearts of His people.
所以在这可能没有看见神的大作为，但是的工作超过你所看见的之外。
So people that just kind of 来来去去， they don't really 不在乎神所做的。Those people who aren't paying attention to what God is doing, they can actually miss the very work of God going on in their midst.
所以你如果就是过你生活啊，没看到人来人去，你没有去注意神的事情的话，你就会失去很多。
God is at work.
神是在工作的。
He was at work among his original followers. Sometimes we call them the 12.
神当初在他十二个门徒身上工作。
And what distinguished these 12 is that they would always take time to come back and they would listen and they would question and they would lean into what God was revealing to them.
所以这十二个门徒有个特点，当他听耶稣的讲比喻听不懂的时候，他总是回头来问这到底怎么解释。
And like us, they would imperfectly try to grasp it and walk in it.
他们跟我们一样，就是他们想要抓住神给他们的启示，然后照着去行。
Someone from the outside looking at this small band of followers probably would not be overly impressed.
如果是外人看见这十二个门徒，觉得哎，这十二个也没什么了不起的。
But God's life was taking root slowly, gradually, imperceptibly.
但神的生命在这十二个人心中，慢慢的被人不易觉察的让这生根发芽了。
One of Jesus' followers, through the inspiration of the Spirit of God, said it this way. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes, and so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
这一段话描述圣灵同在，有圣灵同在的人非常贴切。他说，风随着自己的意思吹，你听到风的声音，却不知道风从哪里来，也不知道风往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind is blowing even within here this morning.
圣灵的风也在当我们现在在我们当中在吹。
Can you perceive it?
你能够感受到吗？
Much like we see happening in many churches nowadays, some are not impressed. They don't know what to look for. 他们不知道这是怎么在乎神所做的。
对，所以很多有些别的人，他可能就不在乎圣灵所做工作。
Maybe their hearts are like that thorny, rocky soil.
那这些人他的心可能就像那个有荆棘充满的那块地。
We learned about them last time that I had a chance to share. They don't guard their heart. They don't let the heart be cultivated. And so they don't perceive what God is up to.
所以他们的心没有被神的话好好的耕耘啊，所以他们不太理解神的工作。
And later, there will be regret.
后来就后悔了。
Right? What? Go to this, what, little prayer group that meets midweek and what? Or what? Go to the hospital and visit the sick and do what? No, there's nobody there. And so some people go through life and they don't see. And they don't see what God is doing. And they're not joining God where He's at work.
所以他可能就如果你请他礼拜三来祷告会，他说有什么好祷告的，人那么少。你请他去医院探访，他说有什么好探访的，医院那么多人。
Right? And then he gives us the last portrait. This is the fourth one. God's kingdom is also like a mustard seed.
最后一个比喻，神的国好像一个芥菜。
And Jesus said it this way in verse 30. With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade.
耶稣说，神的国我们可用什么比喻呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？好像一粒芥菜种，种在地里的时候，虽比地上的白种都小，但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟都可以宿在它的荫下。
And so as Jesus often did, he would quote the prophet Isaiah.
所以耶稣常常时候是引用旧约，这里是引用旧约先知以赛亚的话。
Seems like he's drawing on the prophet in this instance once again. And he asks how one could sufficiently describe the glory of God's kingdom.
所以他这里再次引用旧约以赛亚的话，看来表明神的荣耀。
And this is from, I think, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18.
这里是以赛亚书四十章十八节。
Where God asks, to whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness compare with our great God?
所以这里说，我们究竟将谁比神，用什么形象与神比较呢？
Now, what can you imagine that can be compared to the God of all creation?
你拿什么来想象创造的主呢？
And if that's true of him, then what of his reign and his government? What can you use to compare to the kingdom or the reign of God?
那你想象神是怎么来治理这个他的国呢？
Jesus wants his disciples to know that God's kingdom may initially look like the smallest of things, the most insignificant of all movements.
所以耶稣想让我们看见神的国刚开始就像一个小小的，像一个芥菜种那么小。
A small town rabbi from a poor family in a despised community called Nazareth, right? With just a handful of unimpressive disciples.
所以耶稣刚开始也是，他是个富家儿子，又不明的小城市叫拿撒勒的出来，他带了十二个，也不是说很有名的人物，他就是一个小的开始。
Who would ever imagine that this small mustard seed of a beginning would result in the largest movement on earth?
就谁会想到他这么小小的开始会成为影响全世界的一个活运动。
God's kingdom is like a mustard seed.
所以神的国就像好像一个芥菜种一样。
believed at that time to be the smallest of seeds, its beginning, yes, it can be easily dismissed.
所以一般人相信芥菜种是所有的这种菜种里面那个最小的。
And over the last 2,000 years, people have tried to snuff it out.
过去就像人对芥菜种一样，人这个社会对耶稣刚开始的这个神的运动，刚开始也是好像要把它踩死。
And many have tried to write it off like、oh, this is nothing.
也有人就是不消一顾啊，没什么了不起的。
But we see in countries like China where we can't even estimate how many have come to life in China through the gospel.
但是后来的发展是很大的，现在在中国不知道有多少百万的基督徒。
We have a sense that it's hundreds of millions of believers who have trusted Christ.
有人猜测那是有上亿的基督徒。
The seed that was planted.
所以这个种子被种下去了。
And it's still growing.
它而且还在生长。
Like this mustard seed, it's still growing and developing.
就像这个芥菜种种下去以后，它总是会生长的。
And one day it will outgrow and displace every other kingdom.
它将来有一天，它会比世上所有的国都大，而且取代他们。
And be so great, so glorious that the inhabitants of the earth will find shelter and rest within its domain.
将来会有一天，这世上的万国都住在神的国的下面。
So here Jesus is, I think, alluding to several prophets once again, Ezekiel and also Daniel.
我相信耶稣在讲到这一段的时候，他是引用了旧约以西结书和但以理书。
And he's emphasizing how this kingdom of God will eventually offer refuge for the nations of the earth.
他这里讲的是将来这个神的国将来是如何成为世上万国的一个避难所。
So we see it in Daniel chapter 4. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beast of the field found shade under it. The birds of the heavens lived in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it.
所以但以理书四章十二节这里说，这个叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。凡有血气的都从这树得食。
So it says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 10 and 11, the prophets saw these things, but they didn't quite fully understand what was going on.
在彼得前书里面说，那个先知远远的看见将来的事，他可能未必看得清楚，他就写下来了。
But it's interesting what they are able to see, what they are able to grasp.
他们写的，他们所描绘的，对我们来讲很有意思。
We see something similar in Ezekiel chapter 31.
在以西结书31章6节也有这样的记载。
It reads, all the birds of the heavens made their nest in its boughs. Under its branches, all the beasts of the field gave birth to their young. And under its shadow, this great tree of the kingdom, lived all great nations.
这个以西结书31章6章这里说，空中的飞鸟都在枝子上搭窝。田野的走兽都在枝条下生子，所有大国的人民都在他荫下居住。
Mark finally ends this four parable depiction with the following words.
马可最后把这四个比喻讲完了，他有个总结。
It says in verse 33, with many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable.But privately to his own disciples, he explained everything.
这里说耶稣用许多这样的比喻，照他们所能听的，对他们讲道。若不用比喻，就不对他们讲。没有人的时候，就把一切的道讲给门徒听。
So in this particular gospel, Mark gives us four, but it indicates that he spoke so many other parables as well.
这里记载说，他就记了四个比喻，但其实耶稣讲了很多个比喻。
Jesus is the master teacher.
耶稣是一个老师中的老师。
So I've been listening and reading and reflecting on his words, his parables for more than four decades.
我过去40年常常研读思考他的比喻。
I'm not less impressed. The older I get, the more impressed I am with his teaching.
我过去对他的对耶稣的这个教导和爱对耶稣教导的领受都是很深，都是很有启发的。
So we're so blessed to have his teaching preserved for us in the four Gospels and even in the New Testament.
我们感谢主，在这个四福音或者说在这个新约里面，把这耶稣的教训都记载下来，让我们可以好好的来学习。
And as a master teacher, I think it's interesting that Mark says, "As they were able to hear it."
这里特别说的，这里耶稣特别说，他用讲这个比喻是照他们所能听的。
Right. So evidently, Jesus, as the master teacher, he can discern when and how much to share with different crowds.
所以耶稣他是大师级的哈，所以他知道人什么时候听，怎么听，能听多少。
And you can become that way too if you follow Jesus. You'll gain in your ability to discern how much to speak, how much to share.
所以你如果跟从主跟从久了，你也会产生这个能力，你可以看，你可以判断听你话的人，他们在什么程度，可以听多少，你可以让你这样你就决定你要讲多少。
What is your response to this King? We call him Jesus, King Jesus and His kingdom.
那我们现在对于这个君王和他的国度，我们有什么反应呢？
Would you read Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 with me and 用英文可以吗？
我们下面就把这个马太福音这一段读一下。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
这段说你们要先求神的国和神的义，其他这一切都要加给你们了。
Yeah, you think about that sometimes. I think a lot of us maybe know that verse. Maybe we have even memorized that verse.
我想我们在座很多人都是很熟悉。这一节圣经都背下来了。
But I wonder if we walk with it, if we really hold on to it. Jesus is saying, I want you to seek that first. Seek that kingdom first.
所以不是你不知道，而是你有没有照着去操练。
The writer of Hebrews says, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us hold on. Hold on to it. Hold on to this grace.
所以希伯来书十二章里面说，我们既然我们承受了这不能够震动的国，我们就要抓，我们就要牢牢地守住这个恩典。
Yeah, it's something to not dabble with. This teaching of Jesus, these words of life, is not something that you just kind of play with and like, oh, look at it, maybe. You know, it's not that kind of thing.
所以这个你要抓住，你要守住，你要住在这个恩典里，意思就是。你不要好像对这个东西不以为然，或者说有跟没有都没有什么太差别的，这是非常重要的东西。
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share once again today with you. May God help us to hold on and walk in that word.
好，谢谢大家给我机会讲道，希望大家能够持守并遵行这个真道。你们哪位去把事情小子们叫回来可以吗？他在后面练。